Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right, it is Buzz 24-7 brought to you this morning, this afternoon, tonight, whatever you may be listening to this, by New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. It's 1-800-GO-GUARD. How you feeling, man?
Feeling all right.
You haven't smashed anything.
I found an empty beer bottle.
Yeah.
And I smashed it in the men's room.
Nice.
Yeah, so just be careful.
Yeah, you left the glass there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. If you're just hearing this, or you didn't get to hear the show this morning, Scotty is on steroids, as he says.
Yep. Got the steroids.
So, he's on steroids. So, he was told the people shouldn't bug him today because he could go off.
Well, it's not just today. It's going to be for like a week or so. But
so an entire week of walking on eggshells where you could go off at any second?
The next 3 days. Swear to God.
Lauren just walked in.
The next 3 days are the most active ones. Today, these 3 days, I'm on 4 pills. Mm. And then it goes to 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
by the way, you just walked behind Laura. Laura just walked behind you. That's a nice blouse.
Thank you.
It's lacy.
Yeah.
I like it. Lace is in.
Yep.
The only thing is you can't wear a bra with it. It's the only thing I tried on a few.
I noticed.
Well, I had.
Wait a minute, you're not wearing a bra?
I'm wearing something, but look at the back. So I tried on a few different bras, but you can see it, so I decided to go none.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that.
Your
yeah.
boobs seem very, what's the word I want to use?
Front and center. Front and center.
Don't say that they're saggy, okay? Because I really am self-conscious.
First off,
your
nice boobs
aren't saggy.
So, no, but,
like,
but
why didn't even think that?
They look very natural today. Like, nothing's...
Yeah.
That's where they are.
I'm thinking the word glorious.
And saggy... Saggy's
no.
when you put socks on them.
Yeah.
No, okay, and you don't have to put socks on them.
Do you, honestly, seriously, sometimes your self-image, I wonder where it comes from. Do you look at those and say they're saggy? Because they are not.
Well, no. When you wear a bra, they're obviously higher up. Right. And so when you don't wear a bra, you kind of like, oh.
Well, naturally. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, they lay different. So
they look
You're fine.
But yeah, so I do like the lace back, but you can't wear a bra. But they can
I picture when you, like, say you went home and you took that shirt off and the kids weren't home and you laid on the bed. Those things are kind of going over a little bit, which is attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not east and west.
Yeah.
Northeast and northwest.
It doesn't look like you have two arms.
No, they kind of, I don't know, they're like mounds, but they kind of, I don't know how they, I don't know.
I love that you're trying to
describe
it.
I'm trying to describe them, they would look like. Kind of like whoopie pie, because they're not, they're not rounded over melons because they kind of squish down a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm laying down.
Right. Well, that's a normal thing that happens to every woman on the planet that doesn't have fake breasts.
Okay.
You know? And for women that have fake breasts, I don't find that attractive when they lay down and I don't find that attractive at all.
Okay. All right. So you have a chance to, you and your wife, you go through a divorce and everything. And all of a sudden, the first girl you date.
Did I say it?
She calls you Mr. Kretschbar because she went to school with Kate. And you have a chance to date this girl. And she takes her top off and lays on the bed. And they have a tent. They go off to the side. You're going to be like, no.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said it's not as attractive. I like it natural. Right. I'm just saying that, you know, as somebody that's never danced with the in the fake breast pool, I certainly would.
And neither have I, so I don't have any experience.
I'm not knocking it.
To me, the more natural,
the better. Yeah, I agree. So
what
when
were we talking about?
On the steroids,
yeah, that was the steroids.
When you look at Laura like that, do you like? Does it just get out of control? Because you're on the steroids, are you ready to hammer?
But
something?
I will say today, I did notice that her breasts.
He always notices my
boobs. Her boobs
right.
looked different.
Right. Okay.
And now I know that because it's not like they're not like in a bra. So all right, the conversation.
You
was
are up
what?
To 4 pills.
Four pills for 3 days.
First and foremost, before we get on the steroids. Why are you taking them? Is this
the powerlifting?
You were powerlifting.
I was powerlifting. It's the thing I started this year, mm-hmm. and I guess I went too heavy, too fast.
Were you lifting up a power bar?
Two of them.
Okay.
And yeah. I had a not a pop in my head, but I felt like I got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And it made me, whoa, that really, really hurt. Mm. And for a while, I was like, wow, it was a very, very weird feeling. Like I said, somebody hit me in the head with a baseball bat. Next day, I woke up. I was okay. By noontime, I had like the worst headache I've ever had. Now, not a headache like where I can't lift my head, just like I didn't drink a lot last night, but it felt like I drank a lot.
Look, we haven't talked about this, but you know, the fact that he waited to say anything about it really pissed me off.
I waited a week and 3 days,
right.
And during that time, it was like, okay, behind my right eye, it felt like a lot of pressure. It also felt like it didn't take long. Like if I was outside, I had to put sunglasses on because everything seemed very bright.
Right.
Lots of headaches, but they were like moving. Like, it's over here, then it's behind my eye.
It sounds like some type of brain event,
yes.
Which, as you know, we don't with.
Amy, all of a sudden, she kept saying, you keep... laying down more than I have in the past. Like, I just got a headache. I got a headache.
Yeah.
And now this has nothing to do with the neck, nothing to do with the arm.
Okay.
And then finally, Amy's like, this has been going on long enough. I talked to Amy. I talked to you. And I should go get it looked at.
So he the reason he's talking about it now is because he did.
Yes, I did. So I went last week and had an MRI done, and I just had an MRI done on my neck,
right.
But I had another one done on my head, making sure that there was nothing serious there. And I have the brain, believe it or not, you guys, of a 48-year-old. Shows nothing.
Good.
Stuff like that. But they're
huge
wondering, like sometimes if something like that can happen in your head, it can last 48, maybe a little bit longer than that. Mine had been lasting quite a while. Mm-hmm. So they gave me one type of medication, and it really didn't seem to do anything. And now I'm on like a steroid that will hopefully battle this migraine or whatever they're calling it and defeating it.
Listen, if you're listening to this, okay, you know I have experience with it, what I went through with my daughter. What we went through was an arterial venous malformation, which you did not have, mm-hmm. which was a mess of blood vessels that burst.
Mm-hmm.
Only the grace of God did she end up okay.
Now,
because people die from it. And if you have a sharp... Scotty asked me, what did it feel like when your daughter had that? And I said, she said it was like a bomb going off in her head. And it did not go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not dissipate.
See, mine, it just felt like you hit me once with a baseball bat and maybe light the second time.
Rung your bell.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on, it was just a really bad, like I would take I had a headache here, and then an hour later, it was over here. And then it was behind my ear.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But if you ever have anything like that, go to the doctor immediately. Do not wait. Because my daughter spent 24 hours where she had it happen. The blood vessel burst in her brain. She went to the hospital. They took tests and sent her home thinking it was a migraine for a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
In that 24 hours, she could have died had it gotten any worse.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. I look back on that gamble and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
God, somebody was looking out for us.
Mm-hmm.
The test came back the next day, and then, we got a problem, and next thing you know, we're in Boston Children's. Don't, with any type of head thing like that, don't put it off.
Well,
go to the doctor.
You're right. I was just, during this time, I had, my arm's been bothering me. I went to therapy. Mm-hmm. The arm, all of a sudden, they worked a little bit more mm-hmm. on my neck. My neck got kind of hurt in this process.
So you thought it was related.
So I'm thinking, okay, it's related. Because, my neck's been bothering mm-hmm. me. So it seems to have been like a couple weeks of like nonsense. And then when that happened, I was like, it's probably
right.
from my neck. So, but you should not wait. So right now, I'm just taking the steroids. Head feels a lot better.
Steroids.
The neck is starting
to feel
a lot better.
I usually it's 1 to 2 packages a year before they wanted to do cortisone shots for
mm-hmm.
my back.
Mm-hmm.
And the steroid packs do work.
Oh, of course they do.
I love them.
I love the way
he says
it.
Have you done the shots?
The cortisone, yes.
I had one.
Now, see, they kind of suggested it with the arm. The arm is, mm-hmm. basically, I have a bad arm, drumming for years. Also, I sleep with a CPAP, and I sleep in a real screwed up position. Basically, my right arm is under my head, holding my head up, so my CPAP machine, it's And I can't break the habit. Try to fall asleep on my back, wake up in the middle of the night, I'm on my stomach, my arm. So I've screwed my arm up. And they said, well, rotator cuff, do we possibly, you know, want to get into you taking those shots? And the shots always concern me, well, where I'm like...
No, they can make a difference.
They can and they can't. So I've done it for a couple different things. They gave me shots also in my wrists because of my numb fingers.
This is like the medical man.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
This is, so, not, this is not what we expected, but we'll go with it.
I have weird numb fingers, and they're thinking carpal tunnel. I don't know how I get carpal tunnel. It's not like you might, because you're a drummer. I only type, but whatever. I type with purpose, so maybe it's cause. They gave me two shots.
You hammer at those freaking keys.
You're John Boyd over there.
You're like the hammer of Thor.
My fingers are still numb. Yeah. No progress with that. Mm-hmm. But cortisone shots can help with other, like, if there is a problem, it could have helped it. But
for me, I got one down here, constant erection. It's not 4 hours, it's 24 hours.
I don't want that.
Yeah, right. It just never goes away.
All the time?
So you're on steroids, and the whole point in asking about this was, do you feel like you want to break something?
You know,
seriously.
What? Last night, I'm working on a new song, and I broke a cymbal last night. And the dudes were like, dude, you're thrashing away on that. And I'm like, well, there was a real specific sound I wanted out of that. And I'm like, is it the steroids?
Yeah, you think it might be.
Might be.
Some old lady cuts you off in traffic.
Killer.
You're going to pull her out of the car and bang her head on the...
Done.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course.
Done.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
Steroids. Blame it on the steroids.
And I can blame it on the steroids.
Of course
and
you
I'm
can.
Told that you can, that can cover you.
Of course you can. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I hope you're okay. I hope you're okay. And look, the lesson
But the lady was so funny when she goes, you just want to be careful when you take these. Because it doesn't take long for you to get ramped up.
And let's also remember this, okay? This is in the bubble of the 24/7. You heard it. He talked about it. Don't go talking about it. Let's not alert any members.
It's in our little family.
Right.
And just for the record, I waited because I didn't say anything to my mom and dad.
Do they know now?
They know now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Because
I
wanted
to
make sure. I do not want
to
get a hold of them and have it be, oh, you got a Q-tip that broke off in there.
Yeah.
Or you pushed an earplug in. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be anything stupid. So mom and dad know now and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me. All right. So.
What were we going to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about
the greatest mail day yesterday.
Mm.
Look what I got in the mail.
I can't
see it. Rubik's Cube?
Well,
I got
these are puzzle ones. My kids love these.
Oh, a triangular.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
My kids love them, and they don't get the ones that are all one color on one side.
Hmm.
They get ones with weird designs, and it has to go back into certain shape.
I'm having so much fun with these.
I'm going to bring you in one next week when I'm in, and it's a good brain teaser puzzle that's all wooden blocks that you have to make into a different shape.
I'll bring you the most monstrous one you ever saw.
Is it the 4x4?
Dude, it's got like 64 things on it. Caitlin did it. It's insane.
Mine's not a Rubik's Cube. I'm giving you a brain teaser puzzle.
Sometimes I find myself enjoying those because I feel like we don't use our brains as much as we used to.
Really, says the guy.
You make fun of me when I say, if I had a chance, I'd like to just take a class.
I know, but the class, that's work. Right here, I got myself like 10 Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
I got one in the car. I got them all over the place. Mm. You know what? I pick a color. I do it. I put it down. A class, I got to go every Thursday night. I got to, you know what comes? Test.
Yeah, I don't want a fucking puzzle.
Love puzzles.
Like Valerie did it. She's got a puzzle on the table, right? And so she says to me, Sunday afternoon, I walk in, I went and did some stuff, and I came home, and I was going to go sit and do some photography stuff, and she said, do you want to do the puzzle with me? Now, look, this is the guys now talking, okay?
Yeah.
This is just for the guys.
Yeah.
You know damn well that you don't want to do that freaking puzzle. You don't. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do a puzzle. But, you know, I also don't want, I want to make Valerie happy.
Yep.
You know?
Because if they're not happy, they stray.
So I said, that was going to be what I was talking about. I'll get to that. But so I said, I just grabbed a cup of coffee and I grabbed a stool and dragged it over to the dining room table. And she said, you don't want to do this. I said, no, I'll do it with you for a little while. So I did it with her for about probably
10 minutes.
I did it for an hour. And then she's like, you have lasted way longer than I thought you would.
That's not the first time she said that to you, is it?
I knew when I said it that was going to be the... but I just said, no. I said, I'm fine doing it. A puzzle isn't something I choose to do, but...
I've noticed is as we sometimes we get older, we find different things. Like drums used to be very relaxing to me, and they still are.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, Amy will do puzzles. Amy has like 3 or 4 Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
She'll just be like, you know what? I'm building it, taking it apart. It's getting my brain working.
Well, you mentioned straying. And Laura, that's the subject I was going to bring up.
Oh, great.
Straying. A simple thing. The one thing, a new study is out that talks about the top reasons that women stray. The top reason for women's infidelity is what?
They don't feel loved.
They don't feel loved.
They want to feel loved somewhere else.
Okay.
They don't feel loved.
It's more specific than that. It's a thing. It's a thing that somebody does or
that
doesn't do.
That women are realizing that the men are treating them differently. When they were dating, it was a little bit more dirtier. And then all of a sudden, when they got married, you're like, oh, you're the mother of my kids. I'm not putting that there.
I think it's all...
I saw a kid crown out of that thing. There's no way I'm having...
Three
of my buddies come over.
No, it's something that I did to you just 10 minutes ago.
Check out my side boob?
I did check out
your You don't check me out anymore.
I do check you out, actually, in a different way. I look at you kind of like a sister, but... I noticed
sister in Maine.
I said, "You look nice. That's a nice blouse."
Oh, so compliments?
It's a compliment.
Yeah, but that's how you feel loved. Is
lack of compliments is the number one reason for infidelity. Now, let me ask you something, Scotty.
Yes.
Tell me the truth.
Yep.
When's the last time Amy complimented you?
This morning.
No kidding.
Yes.
Because you're wearing blue.
Because the shirt.
I see. She kind of was half awake,
and she goes. It's a good color on you.
Really? I said the same. I walked in. I go, you're wearing blue today. Well, I was really excited for you.
Yeah, and I'm trying to do this right the first time. Make sure to compliment.
You mean the second time?
I tried to compliment Valerie.
Amy, like we've made a new thing. Like where 2 times a week we make something really big for dinner, and we have. Mm. And she's been experimenting, and I'm like, you know what? I'm having a blast eating this. And thank you for it. It's awesome.
Does Jeff compliment you?
No.
You know.
That was fast.
I don't get compliments either.
But I don't think I compliment him either.
I'll say that you look nice, or that's not, you know, that kind of thing. You know, the soup is great. You know, that kind of stuff.
He'll compliment my food.
Yeah.
But that's not complimenting somebody's food. Is not complimenting them.
Agreed. I'm not whining because I don't get compliments. I just simply realized after I read this, I'm like, I don't get compliments at home.
Well, time to stray.
Ever.
Time to stray.
Ever.
Now you make me feel guilty. Maybe I'll start.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be weird. Do you think you'd feel weird if when you got home, say, Valerie gave you like I don't know if Jeff would be like he'd be like what's
well therein going on? Lies the therein lies the question right relationships are different. I grew up in a house where we weren't there was no I love you growing up in my house. There was never a doubt. It wasn't a doubt, but I never told my parents I loved them. I do now, but I didn't then, and they didn't tell me they loved me ever. Is that weird?
No,
like,
I know
weird,
family,
but it's weird by today's standards.
But I know a lot of people that grew up in houses like that.
Yeah,
it was known.
French Canadians, man, they were buttoned up.
Yeah.
There was no fawning, hugging, kissing like Italians. None of that. But I'm sitting there, and when I read this, I thought, yeah, Jesus, I don't get any compliments at home. I don't know if I should feel bad about that or not.
I have a hard time with this. I think that I give them more than sometimes I get them. I always try
to. I give them more than I get them. That's not a knock. It's an observation.
If there's something that's different, like we're going to somewhere when he puts on something different than he's normally wearing, then I'll say, wow, you look nice. But when it comes to like normal everyday stuff.
Yeah. Valerie said it like, oh, that looks nice on you. She's definitely said it. But I don't normally get compliments because, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't deserve them and I'm a lousy human being. I'm not exactly sure. Now I'll have to reassess my look at myself.
I think we went to 10 fast.
You know, pretty quick.
But you know what? Try it over the next few days. Drop some on and see if it comes back. If it doesn't, stray.
No, I do drop them on her.
Okay.
And they don't come back.
Wow.
Well, because that's not the deal.
It's like playing Frisbee with somebody with no arms.
No, the deal is you compliment because you want to, and it's like saying I love you and expecting to hear it back. You should be able to say I love you and not hear it back. It's nice to hear it back, but it's not predicated on hearing it back. It's not why I say
it. You're right.
Right?
Wow, this is eye-opening.
But now I'm going to go home and I'm going to be looking for a compliment. I'm not going to try and get one. I'm just going to see when and if it happens.
The two of you are in loveless marriages.
That's not true at all.
I don't think that's true.
And you know that. I'm just saying.
And I think he would think it was weird now if all of a sudden I was like.
Yeah, because it's not what you normally do.
Give him a good one.
You know, like Valerie will say.
Your balls
Valerie will say
are beefy. Yeah.
Love your balls.
Posted some beefy, beefy things. But see, Valerie's not one of those people that's going to go online and fawn. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, he's the love of my life. She's not going to do it. It's not her personality.
Those things sit.
You're still
dead
on
center.
The beefy balls. I'm revealing my soul those, over here, and he's
I love how you manscaped.
Jeez, those things Louise. Just sit so centered in the middle of your body.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. It's the steroids. It's the steroids.
I don't want to be this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
We got another week of it. Actually, no. But it's interesting when you think about it. Think about it in your life, in your relationship, and how often do you give compliments? And don't give compliments because. Well, you're supposed to give them because you mean it.
And I'll tell you what I'm noticing. The new band I'm with, very positive. As in, if we're going to recording, that was a good take. That was good.
That's nice. Feels good.
And it feels fantastic. Like, even you go, you know what? Give me a few minutes. I think I can do one better. And I'm like, all right, cool. It's very, hey, that's a great idea. I may not like all of it, but 80% of it, you know, it's not negative. It sucked.
You know what? The weird thing about bands that you've been in over time, and especially probably heavier rock bands, where it's so cool to be detached and not be positive, that's like the M.O.
Oh,
that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Who wants to work in that kind of environment?
I remember coming home many times and saying to Amy, I'm like, it's very positive.
Yeah.
Good. And I like that.
Good. Good. Well, anyway, do the experiment here and see how many times you get complimented when you get home. I don't get any. Really.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong.
He compliments my cooking all the time.
Yeah, I'm not bitching about it. It's just, I know my wife loves me. I know my kids love me. I just, you know, I didn't really think about it until I read this article.
My kids compliment me.
That's not happening to my house.
Dylan loves my beefy thighs.
Yeah. Well, he's got beautiful beefy thighs. Scotty has beefy balls.
No. I said go home and compliment Jeff, not my beefy balls.
Oh.
I said go home and okay. go
Do you
home
have
and
beefy
say,
balls.
All right.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, just try that. See, I never really gave any thought. Now it's going to be in my head, and then Scotty tells me I should stray. So maybe by Tuesday of next week, I'll be straying all over the place. You won't be able to confine me. I don't know.
So now you know about what's going on at Greg's house. Mm-hmm. Jeff's got beefy balls, and I'm on the steroids.
Yeah. And Kelly Brown is MIA, today. So, yeah, he's
probably shopping again because he forgets that we have a show.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for hanging with us here on The Buzz 24/7. Yeah, sometimes it goes where it wants to go. And you got Scotty's full MO. You read his chart today at the end of his bed.
There it is.
And just know that if you see a guy, you know, losing it, smashing something in a grocery store or a Goodwill store or something, pulling a mental fit, might be Scotty. So stay back. You've been warned.
Or maybe I'll move your car on you.
Fun.
You just pick it up and move it. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Have a good day, Scotty.
You
Laura,
too.
See you tomorrow.
You too.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.